Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Saturday morning, so we are addressing questions and answers, questions that have come up, and giving some feedback addressing some feedback. And we are continuing our series on developing supernatural goals. And we've started to sort of have a dual focus. We're developing supernatural goals to overcome things that are hindering our being able to rest in God and truly enjoy our relationship with Him. And we are also developing goals as far as new things we want to accomplish, desires and wants that we have. And we're stepping back and looking at objectively that if, as a spirit being, you and I have authority in our own lives. We not only have authority and are learning to rule and reign over the natural and the supernatural realms out there, we are also learning to rule and reign in our own lives. We're learning to find out what the boundaries are, where God has given us authority and where He alone has authority. One key that I want you to remember is that anywhere you have a level of authority, you have a level of responsibility. They are always tied together. So we don't just start taking, firing our authority like a shotgun and not taking responsibility for what we hit. Instead, we look very carefully at the learning process, recognizing that God is training us for whatever He has prepared for us. This is why our ministry is focused around what we can do to prepare. God is going to train you whether you are aware of it or not. But it is better for us, for our purposes, for getting accomplished in this life what God wants to have us accomplish, if we cooperate and with our eyes wide open. In many respects, unfortunately, our own religious beliefs cut the legs right out from under what God wants to do. We're going to spend a little bit of time moving forward the two homework assignments you've been working on. And then we're going to talk a little bit about fear and faith, just as some issues that come up in our lives. If we don't settle those questions, they prevent us from being able to accept the eternal life God has for us now. So if you've got any specific questions about what's going on in your life, and if you're familiar with this material, please give us a call at 718-664-6988. Now, just a reminder, we try to avoid religious jargon, religious terminology as much as possible, which is one of the reasons we're going to talk about fear and faith, the different aspects of both of those, because we have a tendency to use either one of those words or concepts to sort of hide or protect the real issue. And instead of hiding, we want to bring things out into the open. And what one of the things we'll find is that most of the things we're most afraid of disappear in the light of day. And things that we're most afraid of measuring up aren't requirements of God. So we've been going down the two homework roads. One, two, we're developing an end point. We've developed a starting point as to where we are now as far as overcoming three crisis areas. Now we've been looking at, okay, what, who's involved with, and what would it look like to overcome those three crisis areas? What would you be thinking differently? What would you, and this is for each one of those crisis points, how would you feel? What would you be thinking? How would it affect your life? Who would be involved if someone's not in your life that would be there? Or more people involved that wouldn't be there? And just be very specific in each one of those points. Now, having done that, I want you to think 5 years from now. And for each one of those points, assume that whatever the issues are that came up, and you're always depending on God, always checking with Him, Lord, is there anything you want to add here? Am I getting this right? Am I missing something? And that's, just so you know, that's a really common, helpful phrase, script, to have ready to ask God. God, am I missing something? You know, asking Him, Lord, what am I missing? We all need to start with a yes-no. Just because if you're not missing anything, to assume that you're missing something, it may be based on your own feelings or your apprehension, or you must be an assumption. So start with a yes or no. Lord, am I missing something? Am I missing something here? Or are we ready to go? We're ready to go to the next thing. We're ready to do the next part of the homework. As a reminder, one of the main purposes of this whole process is to develop your confidence in your ability to hear and communicate and relate to God. So in a sense, these projects, that's all they are. These are a reflection of the circumstances God has placed in your life to teach you and train you in the way He wants to relate to you. You're developing dependence as a skill. So everything that you, every step you take, Lord, am I missing something? Am I interpreting this correctly? And then if not, spend time. You know, what am I missing? Why is there, and if you need to break down more questions, you know, am I basing this on accurate information? I have conflicting memories. Lord, what is important in this situation and let him bring things to the surface. He knows where he wants to take you. We all know that for each one of us, God can completely change you right now. He can completely bring your soul and your body into complete union with your spirit right now. Why doesn't he? Because you would not have learned the skills and experienced the joy and confidence that are necessary to use those skills. So you would not be ready for whatever he has next. So the end goal is not as important as how we get there. And what's the most important about how we get there is, are we depending on God? Not, are we following the right procedures? Are we asking the right questions? But are we depending on God? This is why we've already talked about how as he takes you on rabbit trails, as you start to think about one thing and your mind goes off into another, Lord, is that you? Is this something you want to address? And go with him if it is. If it's just your mind wandering, bring it back. And it may even be interference, and you deal with that, and you bring it back, and you stay focused. That's one of the reasons it's so important that you write these things down and spend particular time in these areas. Give it the time it deserves. These things can change your life, because these are exactly what God wants to do in your life. He's bringing you into that freedom, restoration, and rest. It is not his intent that you live separate from the eternal life that you have in your spirit. There is a joy and a peace and a rest now that is available. And the dependence on God, dependence on him to let us know what we're lacking, what we need, the healing, to receive the healing, all these things bring us into exactly what he has for us. So as we think about 5 years in the future, I want you to think about specifically 3 days. Now, I'm going to suggest 3 days. If there's something out there that's really significant for you, I want you to pick that day. Like if there was a significant event in your family, like your a spouse dying or a child dying or going missing or you doing something that caused you to, you know, ruin your life, say. You know, you made a big mistake. You were driving drunk and you hit someone, for instance. There's an anniversary there. I want you to look 5 years in the future, and I want you to take those days, and I want you to, in detail, describe what those days would be like. And the days I'm going to suggest are your birthday, your holiday, and just a typical weekday. Whether you are a homemaker, you work at home, or you go to work, describe to me in great detail and basically make it like you're telling someone else. I'd get up at such and such a time. I'd be excited about the day. I'd already be planning and looking forward to what I was going to be doing that night. Or, you know, you describe to me. And you can even send them in if you'd like, because hopefully this would be a real positive thing for you. But really spend some time and really let the Lord speak to you about what you're, and this is really where we're really going to be clarifying some goals and the previous research has been to weed away and bring you into some preliminary healing to bring you to that point where you can see the effect of the process and clarify what's important to you. So you just describe in great detail how you spend your day, any one of those days. Christmas, your birthday, and a typical work day. If you don't celebrate Christmas, whatever, you know, New Year's, whatever major holiday in your life in that year. But it's not way in the future. It's just 5 years, which pass, we all know how quickly time flies. So 5 years from now, if you dealt with everything in your life, all the issues that are holding you back, for you, what would be that perfect Christmas, that perfect birth, your birthday, and that perfect typical work day? How would you be spending your typical day? What would it be like? Who would be in it? How would you feel? What would you be thinking about? What would you be planning? What would you be hoping for, looking forward to? And write it down. This is not just a thinking exercise. It makes a difference when you write it down. So that's the one assignment. We've also been talking about developing your desires and wants in the supernatural realm. We've been talking about how your soul, just as your body has senses that relate to the natural realm, the world around you that you can see with your physical eyes, your soul has senses that provide you information into the supernatural realm. And just as the natural realm is around you now, look around you, wherever you are, you're in the natural realm. You're seeing the natural realm. Well, you didn't do anything to make that natural realm real. Okay, it was there. You're just seeing it with your eyes. And you're hearing me with your ears. Likewise, your soul has senses that relate to the supernatural realm. And one of the things we are going to look into and learn to accept is the supernatural realm. We're not talking about the spiritual realm. The supernatural realm is just as real to your soul as the natural realm is to your body. So just as you see without effort, just by opening your eyes, you see the natural world around you. Likewise, we want to learn to use and activate and develop our solical senses to take in and relate to the supernatural realm that is always there. Whether you see what's going on in the supernatural realm, right in your room, right in your car, right wherever you are, whether you see it or hear it or feel it or sense it, it's still going on around you. When you go to sleep at night, it doesn't mean the world disappears and then comes back when you wake up. It is only your awareness of the world that changes. So in a sense, you can think that for most of us, our solical senses have gone completely dormant. They've gone to sleep. But we can begin to wake them up and learn how they work. Learn how to focus, how to hear, how to recognize what we're sensing, And this is part of something we are to learn to do. This is not an option. This is not optional. Your senses, your soul, is not free if it's broken. And God gave senses to your soul to operate. Now, if we were to talk about someone's natural body, physical body, and they couldn't see, they couldn't hear, they couldn't smell, they couldn't feel, they couldn't touch, they couldn't taste. Maybe their body was broken, they were in a wheelchair, they couldn't move. We would not consider them a healthy person. They are not a whole person in their physical being only. They would need to be changed to be what that body was meant to be. So we don't accept our circumstances, unless God tells us to, that this is the way we are to be living now. We expect the opposite. That since God made our bodies to see, to smell, to taste, that is the way he wants them to operate. And so we pursue him to find ways to deal with that. Likewise in the soul. God created your soul with soulical senses to relate to the supernatural realm. Now, as well as the natural realm. We'll get into that down the road. But for right now, accept the premise that part of your responsibility as a spirit being who has a soul and lives in a body is to not only learn how to take care of your physical body, but also how to rejuvenate, re-liven your soulical senses. And what they will be relating to is the supernatural realm. And we'll be looking at reality and perception in the supernatural realm. Just as in the natural realm, we have learned to judge distance and to not take, you know, that there's three dimensions, that what we perceive isn't necessarily accurate. And, you know, when we think of going down steps, for instance, there's a handrail there for a reason. And we learn by doing how to judge the next step we take. Now, over time, if it's steps in your house, you can probably run up and down them in the dark. But we've learned to develop the balance and the perception and even the hearing and everything that's necessary to navigate stairs in the physical. We're going to translate the same concepts into the supernatural. So what I'd like you to do for homework for this area, for the supernatural realm, is I would like you to just start thinking in terms of, are there areas that you are already aware of that you would like to pursue? And we've talked about the difference between the spiritual goals, soulical goals, and natural goals, that spiritual goals have already all been met. So we're not talking about our relationship with God, okay, in the spiritual sense. We may address it, you may want to address it as a soulical characteristic, that you may feel like you're not hearing from him in your mind, will, and emotions, even though you recognize that you are hearing from him in your spirit. So if there are areas where you already know you want to develop your supernatural senses, and a good way to think of it is in terms of your soul is. Your soul has soulical elements. This is what the soul is. This is what God gave you and will not change. And your soulical elements are your mind, will, and emotions. Now, I'm not saying, okay, this is the only way to think about your soul, but this is what we're going to be using for our purposes. Now, that's where most of us are fairly familiar with that concept, that our soul is mind, will, and emotions. But also, the sphere that we're not necessarily familiar with is our soul, supernatural, or our super soulical senses. These senses that operate in the supernatural realm. And again, if you need to, if you haven't already done so, on the profile page, there's a link to a chart that you can download and study and get yourself familiar with so you can see and keep track of the distinction between the three realms of reality, the natural, the supernatural, and the spiritual, and how our triune being, spirit, soul, and body, relates to each one of those realms. So there's a sphere that we're familiar with, which is what the soul is, which is mind, will, and emotions. And then there's the sphere that we're not necessarily familiar with, which are the supernatural senses, which is what the soul does. Now, as an unbeliever, you could do with your soulical senses whatever you wanted. But now, which is most often nothing, but now that you are a spirit being, you are retraining your soul to obey you as a spirit being. Your soul most likely isn't going to want to be retrained. Your soul likes to do, your mind, will, and emotions like to do what they want to do. We'll get into that some other time, or through the process. So your supernatural senses can be, we can narrow those down to understanding, choosing, feeling, awareness of self and others, which we can call intuition, and a sense of time. Also in that category are the supernatural gifts. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, gifts of faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of demons, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. We started going through these last week, so hopefully you're a little familiar with it. But what I'd like you to do now is, if you already know areas, well, just go ahead and fill a page if you'd like. Areas in your soul that you'd like to, that you've ever considered, this is something I'm interested in finding out more about. This is intriguing to me. This is interesting to me. Time travel. You know, we've talked a little bit before about the whole concept that that time is a natural element. Or that you just want to understand God. You want to be able to hear him better. Or you want to be able to really have rest. Or feel loved. These are, you know, you want to be able to minister. You want to be able to change the world. Whatever. You want to be able to work in the gift of healing. Or miracles. You'd like to be able to say to the mountain, be removed, and it be removed. Go ahead, fill the page. Everything that you've ever wanted to do or you thought would be cool, you know, just move from one point on the earth to another point on the earth with blinking just by thinking about it. Fine, write it down. I'd say the sky is the limit, but it's not. So any experience maybe you've heard of other people that have had, write it down. So, well, we've ran out of time again to talk about fear and faith. So So hopefully we'll get that to that next time. We'll be meeting together again on Monday at 7:30 in the morning. So we'll see you then. Until then, have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.